In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the ways that I prepare for a homily is the week before I'll read through the scripture readings, paying a special attention to the gospel. And I'll kind of think about it, and think about it some more, and think about it some more throughout the week and see what pops into my head. And what popped into my head this last week is that no one has ever come up to me and said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" No one has ever asked me, because this is what it really means, "What do I have to do to go to heaven?" And that's kind of a strange thing, because I think I would have remembered it if it had happened. It's a real strange thing, because that's what our lives as Christians is all about. That is our goal. Getting to heaven. So I started to think, why? Why would people not have asked that very important question? And one answer may be that they just assume that they're going to get there. You know, that's a great heresy of the modern age, just assuming that no matter what you do, you're going to heaven. Many of you know Bishop Barron. He writes and does some very good videos on the faith. But a few years ago, he opined that most people are going to heaven. And in a private conversation, he said to someone that it was probably about 96%. I don't know where he got that from, because it's not scriptural. The scripture doesn't tell us one way or the other. It doesn't tell us whether a lot of people are going to heaven or only a few. In fact, when Jesus is asked how many people are going to heaven, he won't tell them. He instead tells them what they have to do in order to get to heaven. Remember, it's all dogs and kitties go to heaven, but not necessarily people. Another possibility is that they may know what the answer is. You know, the answer on how to get to heaven is really kind of short, and it's easy. You know, doing it is not short or not easy. The answer is follow Jesus. That's how you get to heaven, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Or just perhaps they know that that question was asked and answered 2,000 years ago, when the man went up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit everlasting life?" And then the question was answered by God himself in the person of Jesus. When Jesus was asked this question, his answer made it quite clear that following the commandments is essential. You want to get to heaven, you need to follow the commandments. And the man who asked him did a very good job at following some of the commandments. Notice the ones that are enumerated at first. What do they have to deal with? How we treat other people. Because remember that all of the commandments may be summed up with love God above all things and your neighbor as yourself. This man loved his neighbor as himself really well, and that is very important. But it's not the only important thing. This man had observed the commandments on how to treat other people from his youth. But the other three commandments, not so much. Remember what those other three commandments are. They're the ones relating to God. You shall love the Lord your God. Him alone shall you adore. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. That is the most violated commandment, I think. You want to do something interesting for a week? Keep track of how many times you hear the name of the Lord taken in vain. Have a little pad of paper, maybe a little notebook, and whenever you hear it in conversation, or you hear it on the TV, or on the radio, or even when you're reading a book, how many times do you see the Lord's name taken in vain? You will be amazed. And the third commandment, that one's violated a lot too. Thou shalt keep the Sabbath day holy. Now, if everyone who's supposed to be at Mass were here this weekend, could be standing room only. We probably have people outside, probably have people even outside the doors. And I would like to see it that way. So would God. I know because he has said so. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Jesus knew that this man had not been quite so good at these three commandments. How did he know that? He's God. God can see our hearts. God knows when we obey his commandments and when we disobey them. And it is quite evident which commandment this man had failed to obey, because he had made his possessions his idol. He was given the choice of following Jesus, but in order to do so, he would have to give up all his possessions. Now, not everyone has to give up all their possessions in order to follow Jesus. But this man did. And he went away sad because he had many possessions and he wouldn't give them up. He had made them his idol. You know, it's hard to follow the commandments. For this man, wealth was a stumbling block. For other people, it can be things like telling the truth or not taking other people's stuff. When Jesus said, "It is harder for one who is wealth, it is easier for the camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for one with wealth to enter into the kingdom of God," he flabbergasted those who heard him. Because at this time, they were sure that the wealthy were going right to heaven because God liked them. How do you know he liked them? He gives them lots of stuff. It's not true. That's what people assumed. That's why they said, "Then who can be saved? If these people that we are certain are going to heaven aren't going there, who's going?" Now remember, wealth is not an evil thing. There are poor people who are very holy, but there are also poor people who are not holy. There are wealthy people who are not holy, but there are wealthy people who are very holy and use their wealth well. Then who can be saved? For man it is impossible. Not one of us can save ourselves. But with God, all things are possible. And, the commandments are hard, but God gives us all the help we need in order to obey them. He gives us his own life, his own grace, so that we may follow him in this world into everlasting life. And if we fail, if we break a commandment, we get to repent. We have the opportunity to repent and try again. Not just 7 times, not 77 times, not 70 times 7 times, but as many times as necessary this side of the grave. But you may ask, why should I spend the effort following these hard commandments? Why should I do that? Peter asked that question. He said, "Lord, we have given up everything. What is our reward?" God bless St. Peter. If he had a thought, he never kept it in. He said it. Well, Jesus tells a lot of the rewards of being his follower in this world. But he saves the very best reward for the end. Eternal life in the age to come. There is nothing better than heaven. And by following the commandments of the Lord, with the help of the Lord, we follow him in this world into life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.